Time to talk Titan football with HGRS coach Grant Tuttle. Last week, Humble Table Rock Senior had their homecoming game. They hosted the Fall City Sagamore Irish. Coach, 41-14 was the final score. The Irish got the better on the scoreboard last week. Kids did some good stuff, though. They got down, but boy, they certainly didn't quit. You got to be proud of that. Looked like a game that, sitting there just for halftime going, this could get out of hand, and your kids after that played them pretty even.
Yeah, I'm happy with certain aspects and, you know, disappointed in others. You know, it's been kind of a battle for us all year to put together a full game, and I think that was more evidence of that. Our first quarter, our defense was pretty solid. We had a disastrous second quarter, and then our third quarter, our offense was pretty good. We, again, have just never been able to put that together, and I'm hoping we can do that this week.
Yeah, you got a couple more times, two or three more times here to try to get that done. Of course, like we've talked about so often, unfortunately, you've got kids that are been injured all year. You got some back last week. You didn't know if you're going to have them. Game time looked like they were okay. Now you got some more. That was a tough physical ball game last week, and you got bumped up a little more, it sounds like.
Yeah, we continue to not really know who's going to be playing throughout the week, which is a blessing and a curse, you know, in the way that we can get guys a lot of different reps at a lot of different positions so they can, you know, grow as players. But it's also a challenge to really lock down your starting spots. And, you know, that's been a challenge all year. And, you know, it's nothing new to us. So we just have to make sure we step up to the plate and execute.
All right, this week, hitting the road, Cedar Bluffs. They are 2-3. They got beat last week by Weeping Water, 36-0. They got blanked on the scoreboard last week. They won a couple games early. I think they've lost three in a row, if I remember right. Any idea what you're getting into with Cedar Bluffs Friday?
Yeah, Cedar Bluffs is a physical football team. They kind of remind me of an old style of eight-man, a lot of, you know, offset eye, unbalanced eye kind of stuff. But, you know, mostly they want to ground and pound. You know, it's the got to contain the rusher that they got. They've got a couple of really explosive playmakers, and you pair that with a couple of guys with really great movement, with their size, paired with their size. They present a challenge for us, because we rely a little bit on our speed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we, you know, in some capacities match up pretty well to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least on offense, speed is really a lot of times better than the size, but on the defense, that can be a real challenge when they've got a lot more size than you do as well.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of the challenge this week, is making sure we're getting guys a lot of reps, getting off blocks, and making sure that we know our responsibilities in the rushing attack, or against the rushing attack, because if we have a game like last week where we kind of forget what we're supposed to be doing and try to do somebody else's job, they're going to mm-hmm. carve us up. So
yeah, and the game last week at least seemed to me like it took 4 or 5, maybe 6 hours with all the passes that were thrown in that ball game. It just kept going and going. I said, is there anybody going to run the ball ever? But that's just what you have to do to get in the ball game.
Yeah, it's a complete opposite of last week, you know. Doug figured out last week that he could run a lot of delay routes on us, and our guys would find their eyes wandering somewhere else, and they'd come off their guy, and it would be a little late getting back. I expect kind of a completely different mm-hmm. game plan from a week ago.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
That's our HGRS Coaches Show for this week.